May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ
الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ
وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ
وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ
الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ
الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ
وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ
وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ.
Welcome back, viewers of Madani Channel, to our weekly program, namely Spiritual Cures. Not wasting any time, we've got a busy lineup of messages already. So without wasting further time, inshallah, I'll just mention one of the blessings of reciting durood and salam upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we'll move over to Adilbai, inshallah. The noblest Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, to a person performing salah, followed by the glorification of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the recitation of salats, make dua, I supplication, it will be answered. Ask for, it will be granted. Sallu ala al-habib
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen ala kulli
halin. How are you? Without wasting time, Adil, because we've got quite a few messages. I'll mention a few messages to you, inshallah.
Labbaik, inshallah.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Respected brothers, I am struggling too much. My life is full of hardships and calamities. Could you please help me? Inshallah. Allah will make things easy for you. Remove the difficulties that you're facing, inshallah. Inshallah, Adil, I will find a spiritual cure for you, inshallah, azza wa jal. May Allah azza wa jal ease your difficulties. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I request for a ruhani ilaj regarding my jewelry, as I have lost it somewhere in the house?
Inshallah.
Allahu Akbar. Dilbai, have you got that?
Labbaik.
So lost jewelry. I'll give you one more, Dilbai, yeah? And then that'll give you.
Inshallah.
We have time to work them out. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Madani brothers, hope you are well. Jazakallahu khaira. We hope you are well too. Could you give me a wird for khansi? I cough.
Cough. Inshallah.
So one for cough there, Dilbai. I'll leave them with you, inshallah. And we'll go to.
Inshallah.
Let's see what questions I've got in place for the viewers while we're waiting, inshallah. Okay, I've got edition 10 of the Fazani Madina with me today here, and we'll go through some questions that have been asked to the Mufti-an-Ikram in Darul Ifta Ahl Sunnah. Hearing the Imam recite a verse of prostration whilst outside of prayer. Question: what do the noble ulama say concerning the following matter? If someone heard the Imam recite a verse of prostration before he joined the prayer, Sajdah Tilawat referring to, will the prostration of recital be necessary upon him? Answer: in the scenario described in the question, the prostration of recital is necessary upon the person who heard the verse of prostration whilst outside the prayer. The detail concerning this is that after hearing the verse of prostration, if he joins the prayer before the Imam prostrates due to this verse, he should prostrate with him. If he joins the same rak'at in which the Imam has recited the verse of prostration, but after the Imam has already prostrated for it, he would not perform this special prostration, as the action of the Imam will suffice. This is because by joining the rak'at, either unit, it is as if he has attained the prostration. If he enters the prayer in any other rak'at, then he should prostrate after completing the prayer. It should be noted that even if he does not join the prayer, the prostration is still incumbent upon him due to hearing the verse, is necessary upon him due to hearing the verse of prostration. MashaAllah. That's pretty straightforward. I don't think I need to really go into much clarification there.
Regarding difficulties, sometimes we just seem to think it's a difficulty, but obviously there is solution as well. But obviously we don't go on that side, you know. We just get depressed or sit down. It's too much difficulties. So recite Suratul Nas and Suratul Falaq, Surah Ikhlas, 3 times. The recite will, inshallah, receive protection from all forms of calamities. So recite these 3 surahs, hopefully with that, inshallah, whatever difficulties you seem to think will be clear, inshallah.
SubhanAllah. So this is such a spiritual cure which will remove any types of calamity,
inshallah,
hardships.
Inshallah.
And actually, it won't just remove them, it'll also protect you from them as well.
Inshallah.
So this is not just a solution for the brother who sent the message in, who's suffering from hardships and difficulties. This is one from protection from all these things as well. So protection, for general protection, for protection from hardships, difficulties, and hurdles, whatever that you might be facing. So even if somebody is not facing any of these problems, this is something good to put into practice. So you'll avoid,
you will
if
get benefit,
you were going
inshallah
to face these things.
Inshallah.
SubhanAllah. So you'll benefit. So Adil bhai, it's the three quls, as you can say.
Last,
yeah?
Quls,
Surah,
yes.
Ikhlas, Surah Falak, Surah Nas, Bismillah Sharif each
before,
time,
yes,
with each surah,
definitely.
And Rushi before and after.
After.
Ji.
So inshallah. Subhanallah.
MashaAllah.
They can do this in the morning and then in the evening as well. So
SubhanAllah. So twice a day. Morning and evening. Yeah, and I'm guessing, but I think this, you're referring to morning and evening as in the Islamic morning and evening.
Islamically, yes. So I said somebody's obviously sent the message regarding lost jewelry, yeah, or lost anything. If somebody lost
any type of lost property.
Any type of lost property. Inshallah Azzawajal, recite the following as many times as you can. While walking etc., whether you are in the state of a wudu or not. Ya Rabbi Musa, Ya Rabbi Kaleem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So whilst you sit down and rather than thinking and getting the depression or tension, just keep reading this one. Hopefully with that, inshallah, Azzawajal, you will find your missing things, inshallah.
SubhanAllah. So a very important thing, Adil bhai, which you mentioned here, and I'd just like to sort of like emphasize on that a little bit, because I think, you know, like you mentioned it, and maybe somebody, or maybe the listeners, the viewers who are listening, they might just take the wazifa, the spiritual cure, and just jump straight to the wazifa. But there was something you mentioned, which I feel that I think we need to stress upon, because people maybe might not take that in. Look, you mentioned it, I'm not saying you missed it out.
Indeed.
Firm trust in the mercy of Allah. So before you even start the wazifa,
SubhanAllah,
set your mind to have firm trust in the mercy of Allah, and then put yourself forward to this spiritual cure. So it's like setting your mind ready. You know, like when somebody is about to do some form of worship,
absolutely,
he prepares, doesn't he? So like that, prepare your mind ready, have firm belief, have, you know, in towards the mercy of Allah,
inshallah,
and then start the wazifa. And inshallah, if Allah wills, you will find your lost property.
Inshallah.
Is there any duration, Adil bhai? Because
there is
a lot of people, it's like there'll be the people listening and the person who's also sent the message in, he will also be thinking that, oh, well, I don't know how long I'm going to. And it's like, whilst they are even reading, in the back of their head, you'll be thinking, you know, when? So is there
if they are obviously stressing too much or they lost something, then they should stress on this as well. Recite as much as you can.
So, basically, they need to calm down. Try to
relax,
calm down first.
Yes.
Have trust in Allah.
And
then start doing this wazifa.
Exactly.
And it's very important. That trust is very important, because
absolutely. I said this is the first.
Yeah.
That's obviously when they're gonna, with the trust, they're gonna read it. They're gonna read it with the heart. Inshallah.
SubhanAllah. And then it's like when you're supplicating, and you supplicate with the the mind being present and the heart being present.
Absolutely.
And then the sincerity in that, that's, and then inshallah there's more chances of it being answered.
Inshallah.
SubhanAllah. MashaAllah. Beautiful wazifa there. So if the wazifa, I'll just mention it. Ya Rabbi Musa, Ya Rabbi Kaleem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And Adil Bhai did point out there that whether in the state of ablution or not, you can recite this. And you need to recite it in abundance.
Abundance.
Recite Durood Sharif a few times before and after.
That's,
and then just continue to recite this, inshallah.
SubhanAllah.
I think I've come across people where they've lost something and they can't find it, and we've given this wazifa. Alhamdulillah, we've had Madini Bahar's.
Alhamdulillah. And it's easy as well, Aizab. Anybody can do it.
Lost property. I'll just check if I've received. Oh, yes, I have. Ji. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We've got the first istikhara message received. Okay, code name Green Dome, mashallah.
SubhanAllah.
Yes. Gumbadi Hazra. MashaAllah. Okay, my son doesn't want to do no education or interest in deen. Okay, so they want to do istikhara. Name is, mother's name. Okay, yes, so they've sent the details. I'll pass this on. Inshallah, our majlis will do the istikhara. You will get the reply of istikhara. That's the, you can say it's the speciality of, alhamdulillah, this program, that those istikhara requests that you send in during the program, we do have the istikhara performed, and the reply you will get before the end of the program. Provided, because we do give the answers near the last quarter of the program. Ji Adil Bhai. I'll just mention some focus of the istikhara details I've sent forward. I'll just read some more messages which I have received. I think I've got one still waiting for you, but I'll mention a few more. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I please have a spiritual cure for hair loss?
Inshallah.
Baal jarte Adil Bhai.
Ji.
Hair loss. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I please have a ruhani ilaj for nose bleed?
Labbaik.
So, naksir as is quite popular in our
Punjabi.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I please have a wazifa for memory?
Labbaik, inshallah.
Adil Bhai.
Ji.
And let you get them out, inshallah, and we'll go back to some questions, inshallah.
Inshallah. Sorry.
Offering the funeral prayer wearing shoes. Question: what do the noble ulama say concerning the following matter? Can the funeral prayer be offered wearing shoes? If the shoes and the ground beneath them is pure, the funeral prayer can be offered wearing them. It is permissible. However, if one of these matters is not found, i.e. the earth is impure or the shoes are impure, then the funeral prayer will be invalid. If the ground is pure and there is no real hindrance, it is appropriate that the prayer be offered without shoes. This is because shoes that are in use are often dirty to some degree, even though they might not have any impurity on them. At a place where the purity of the ground is doubtful, shoes should be removed and one should stand on top of them and offer the prayer. In this scenario, only the purity of the upper part of the shoe will be necessary. Here, even if the sole of the shoe or the ground is impure, the prayer will be valid according to the opinion of Imam Muhammad, rahmatullahi alayh. This is the fatwa position. SubhanAllah.
Regarding cough, so I hope Allah Ta'ala give everybody a cure with this, inshallah. Subhajal. Very easy and very beautiful wazifa, which is anybody can do it. Recite 66 times. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah every day and blow on the patient. It shall be beneficial, inshallah. Either patient or somebody else can read it for you. If you have a problem, then they can do them on you.
The important thing is the recital, you know, the recitation needs to be correct according to the pronunciation. So if for any reason somebody cannot pronounce it properly, then it's better that you get somebody else to recite it for you. So very simply, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. One thing I'd like to mention here, Adil Bhai, a lot of people make this error. Where you're given a spiritual cure, sometimes, like for example, even for this particular spiritual cure as well, Adil Bhai, like for example, it's La ilaha illallah. Now, when I've recited it, even you've recited it, we've recited it with the pesh, La ilaha illallah. Yeah. Whereas some people, where if they're not told about this, they might even recite it with the waqf, you know, with the stop, La ilaha illallah.
Yeah.
Now, this is very important that you remember, whether it's being clarified to you or not. So I'm giving you some extra information, you can say, that whenever you're given any spiritual cure, don't do waqf. Another popular one, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim.
Yes.
And people do the waqf as Ya Rahim. So, Ya La ilaha illallah. So basically, don't do waqf there. Recite the wazifa with the actual irab that it's with. Okay. So, La ilaha illallah. And you recite this 66 times. And then with the rushi before and after, blow upon the patient. And additionally, what you can do is also blow upon water. And then give that water to drink. And inshallah, this will also be beneficial.
Beneficial, inshallah.
Jazakallah for that.
Another common problem with the especially the youngster hair loss. Hair loss issue is quite low in the UK as well. So the spiritual cure is very beautiful spiritual cure with this. If anybody have this problem, they need to do this regularly. Hopefully with that, inshallah, they will get hair back, inshallah. Recite Surah Al-Layl 41 times after Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim every time in the state of a wudu, and blow onto the bottle of mustard or a coconut oil. Have massage of this oil on the head daily. Meaning just get the bottle of mustard or coconut oil, whichever you like it, and then read this 41 times Surah Al-Layl, and then blow it on the oil. Whenever you go for a sleep, just before that, massage it properly. As you go to somebody and ask for a massage, and they obviously do the proper massage in that way. Do a massage properly. Hopefully with that, inshallah, azawajal, sooner you will get the benefit, inshallah.
So for hair loss, and this can even be for somebody who's gone completely bald as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Even bald, or if you're receding, you know, your hair's starting to fall out. So coconut oil or sarsuka oil, which is mustard oil.
Mustard oil.
Yeah, mustard oil or coconut oil, khopre ka tel and sarsuka.
Subhanallah.
Or in Punjabi, there's sariyana tel.
Sariyana tel.
Jiji. So beautiful Surah Lay, recite this 41 times with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim each time, rushi before and after.
That's so
perform dham upon the oil. And very importantly, Adil Bhai has mentioned, some people
they just do it
like just as formality. That's what I was looking for, the word formality. So some people just like, okay, they've done the wazaif, they've done the spiritual cure onto the coconut. So you've got the coconut oil or you've got the mustard oil, whichever you prefer. Now a little bit of advice I can give you here as well. But you've done dham upon of either of the oil, whether it's mustard oil, whether it's coconut oil. Now you need to, like Adil Bhai has stressed the point, that you need to massage it into the head. Just before you go to bed, I'd leave it maybe 10-12 minutes before.
Absolutely.
So you can massage it in, let it settle in a bit, and then go to bed.
Jeez.
And what you can do is, just so the mothers don't get angry, you can put some kind of chadar or some cloth on the pillow, so
towel,
you're not staining, or towel or something, so you're not staining the pillow, so the mothers out there that are listening could get upset or soil the pillows with all the oil. But what Adil Bhai has mentioned is that you need to massage it into the head. So, you know, good 5-7 minutes, massage it. So, you're actually massaging the roots. For those of you who have got hair and those who have got bald, I think it's a bit easier to massage when you've got a bald head. But those of you especially who have still got hair on the head, Then you need to massage into the roots. This is very important. Mm-hmm. This is like a vital point. And the extra tip that I was going to mention was that if you do wear a hat and imamah, or you wear a hat most of the time, you know, whether it's a cap, whether it's a hat, whether it's an imamah, mm-hmm. I would recommend that you use the coconut oil rather than the mustard oil, unless you're having a shower in the morning and you're washing it out.
Clear.
Because by using mustard oil, and then if you keep a hat on a lot, or you wear the imamah throughout the day, mm-hmm. then it can cause heat, and then it doesn't smell very pleasant. So it can be unpleasant smell. And with coconut, the other advantage with coconut, because coconut oil, those of you who use coconut oil will be familiar that it doesn't really have much, you know, it's not perfumed much. There's hardly any essence from it. So, Alhamdulillah, Amir al-Sunnat, you know, we learned this from Amir al-Sunnat, Alhamdulillah. And they probably mentioned this on Madini Muzakara as well,
yes.
That when you have coconut oil, you can actually add your favorite itar or perfume that you like, you know, a few drops into the coconut, and then that coconut is perfumed according to the perfume smell that you like.
Subhanallah.
So that's you know, an extra tip there for you as well.
Wazifa time, I
see. Yeah, it's wazifa time, mashallah. So we're now at the time where we have one particular special wazifa for you, and it's now time for that. It's time for wazifa of the day. Over to Adil bhai, inshallah.
Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channels, you are watching Spiritual Cure, and today's Spiritual Cure is Spiritual Cure Invocation for a Becoming Pious. Anyone who recite Ya Ahadu, Ya Ahadu, Ya Ahadu 1,000 times in solitude, inshallah will become pious. So when you are in alone, just read Ya Ahadu 1,000 times, inshallah you will become pious. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, beautiful wazifa of the day today, which Adil bhai mashallah has mentioned. Wazifa of the day, how to become pious. Now a lot of people ask this question, you know, how can I become pious? How can I nek ban jaun, etc. Beautiful wazifa for you there. Very simple as well. Ya Ahadu. So 1,000 times, but you need to. So the important thing which Adil bhai mentioned, that you need to in solitude. So akele na, going to your own separate room, and then read Durood Sharif before and after, and recite this. And I know the number sounds very large, you know, 1,000. You think, oh, 1,000. I think Ya Ahadu, Ya Ahadu, Ya Ahadu.
Few minutes, I think.
It won't take, I think, maybe a few minutes.
Yeah, inshallah.
Something like this, inshallah. So very easy wazifa to become pious. So do this yourself, pass it on to your friends, your relatives, inshallah, azawajal, and make a beautiful, peaceful environment in the home, in the community, inshallah.
Subhanallah.
You all become pious.
Ji, it's one wazifa for a memory. For a memory, if somebody have an issue, or especially the kids, obviously nowadays they have issues with the memories. So recite Ya Alimu 7 times, and recite Surah Alam Nashrah with Bismillah Sharif 21 times. Every time, and blow onto water. A child or elder with a weak memory should be given to drink. Inshallah, memory will become stronger. So just 21 times Alam Nashrah, and 7 times Ya Alimu. Ya Alimu 7 times. Recite both of them before Durood Pak and after Durood Pak, and then blow it. And hopefully with that, inshallah, Zawajal, memory will be get stronger.
Subhanallah, mashallah. So beautiful wazifa Adil bhai has given us there for memory, inshallah.
Inshallah, Zawajal. One more wazifa regarding nosebleed. And this is quite common as well in Pakistan especially. And here as well, some kids have an issue with this. So it's, alhamdulillah, very easy and very...
Pakistan, probably due to the heat.
Heat.
Due to the heat, that's hot weather. Said,
yes.
Here, I think a lot of people neglect some things. Some people have, it's like different people have different things where there's something there, it's like allergies, you can say. Some people have allergies towards certain things, and if they eat them, then they have like an allergic reaction towards them. Like, for example, nut allergy somebody's got, or etc. So in this essence, regarding the nosebleeds, it's like those foods that have like warm essence, you know, garam tasir. So a lot of our people, or especially the youngsters, they eat anything. I know, I remember when Allah grant them paradise, my grandparents, when they were still around, they would make note of these and mention, and you know, when you're eating something, they'll say, don't eat too much of that, that's, you know, it might have, you know, side effects, etc.
Exactly.
And those side effects, not like our side effects now, like with medicines and stuff, it used to be side effects, as in when you eat too much of something, and if it's something is like a warm essence or cold essence, it can have some bad effect on you. And like, for example, almonds, you know, like they have, they're like a warm essence. So if you eat too many, this is where it can lead, you know, where you can have nosebleed, etc. But some people's are like, they've got like a mid balance, so they get away with some, you know, bit here and there. But you have some people where they're like on the borderline, where just any little bit of warm essence thing, and it'll start something. And somebody, the opposite, who like very close to the borderline of cold essence things. And you know, so it's when we're talking here about views of the channel, as in warm essence and cold essence, it's referring to garam tasir and thandi tasir. Just making clear, sir.
Regarding nose, if anybody nose bleeds due to anything, he should write Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim with his index finger, starting from his forehead and finishing at the end of the nose, inshallah. With this, bleeding will be finished. How are you going to write it with the index finger? Start it from the top and complete it on the nose. Hopefully with that, inshallah, the nose bleed will stop.
Subhanallah. Now, I'll just ask a question. This is like from the viewers, you can say. What about the Irab? Do we need to write Irab?
Don't need to write any Irab, just because you're going to write it with the finger anyway. Some people maybe feel the difficulties, how it's going to be happen. But you just need to write it down. Hopefully, inshallah, you will understand
it. I think, Dilbhai, you need to emphasize that you write with the index finger and not with a pen.
Exactly. Don't need to write it with a pen. Index finger only.
MashaAllah.
Subhanallah.
JazakAllah for that. Let me just check some messages, Dilbhai.
Labbaik.
If you've received any more. Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Could I please have an istikhara, code name Milad Mubarak? MashaAllah.
Subhanallah.
Milad Mubarak. Inshallah, we'll pass your message on to the majlis, inshallah. And we will mention the istikhara replies. We will mention the code name and then. Your istikhara will be mentioned near the end of the program. I'm just going to forward it on. Okay, that's done. Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa
rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Could I please request an istikhara? Mother's name is code name Lights.
Subhanallah.
Code name Lights. MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is, mother's name is, I have kidney problems, code name FB. Allah Azza wa Jal grant you complete cure, inshallah. Azza wa Jal. Adilbhai, if you can take note of that as well. We'll send your details on for istikhara. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, Adilbhai will also give us a spiritual cure for kidney problems.
Inshallah.
I'll just write this code name. Code name FB. Inshallah. Allah Azza wa Jal grant you complete cure. Okay. I just forward this on for istikhara. I think I've got one, two more messages to mention to you, Adilbhai. Just forward this istikhara one on first. Okay, that one's gone. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Could I please have an istikhara done for my mother? Code name is Red.
Just checking if they've sent me all the details. Okay, name is, mother's name. Yeah, okay. I'll send this forward. Inshallah, I'll send it on. Just watch out for your code name being mentioned, and then the istikhara reply will be following after the code name, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Madini channel team, my friend is gone in prison. Please could advise for that regards. I think they want in a spiritual cure.
Spiritual.
Okay, inshallah, we'll give you a spiritual cure in regards to this, inshallah. Adil bhai, for a release from prison.
Ji, ji.
If we can have a wazifa for that.
A wazifa for the kidney, anybody who have a problem or pain or any type of issues, a very beautiful wazifa, inshallah, azawajal, recite Surah Alam Nashrah 7 times after reading Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Each time and Salatul Nabi once before and after, and then blow on the affected area. Wherever you have a pain, right or left, whichever kidney is, just blow on that. Hopefully with that, inshallah, azawajal, you will get cure. One thing I'm going to mention, we have kidney tawiz as well. So I just suggest if you need it, and go to the nearest basta and speak with them and get the tawizat as well. Hopefully with that, inshallah, you will get
subhanallah. Cure. So beautifully, Adil Bhai mentioned regarding the message that we received from the viewer in regards to kidney problem. I know Adil Bhai mentioned that reciting Surah Alam Nashrah with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim each time, recite it 7 times with Durood Sharif once before and after, and then perform dhamm upon the kidney. Now, somebody might be thinking that, well, my kidneys are back here, how am I going to perform dhamm? So you can, if you are doing it yourself, then you can perform dhamm upon your hands or on your palm. So whether it's one near the right or the left, or whether it's both, you can perform dhamm upon your hand and then rub, or you can get somebody else who can recite it and perform dhamm upon the kidney for you. And as Adil Bhai has mentioned, alhamdulillah, throughout the UK, we have 35 stalls spread out throughout the UK where you can collect tawiz, ruhani ilaj, totally free of cost. That's 35 locations all over the UK, and this is for the brothers. And then we have also got 10 locations for the Islamic sisters as well, alhamdulillah. So remember that Dawood Islami's services in regards to Ruhani Ilaj are totally free. So if somebody is asking you for any type of any money or anything in exchange, then you know you're ringing the wrong number or you're at the wrong door if anybody is wanting to charge you anything, because this service is totally free of cost. So the person who sent this message in, just so we can locate the nearest location to yourself, if you send in a message and just maybe even write on their message, kidney problem, I'm from so-and-so city, then inshallah we could locate the nearest stall for you, if it's convenient. If not, if you get in touch with any Dawood Islamic brother, or if you're an Islamic sister, then any Islamic sister, then inshallah they should be able to point you towards the right direction. If for any reason you are stuck and you can't find out, maybe you could be in some town or city where we haven't reached yet. And remember, we're striving for more, and we're trying to open in more and more different cities, further and further throughout the cities of the UK. In fact, throughout the world, throughout the globe, and all these things happen with your help, alhamdulillah. So I'll come on to that anyway afterwards. So if you are in any certain city where, you know, there's no Dawood Islami work yet, then not to worry. I'll give you a contact number. If you can make note of this, it's 07535 155 155 111. That's 07535 155 111. I'll repeat it once more. 07535 155 111. This contact number, it's a WhatsApp number, service only, so you won't be able to call. Nobody will actually answer this, but this contact number, if you send in a message, you can, and this can be used for the Islamic sisters for WhatsApp istikhara, and you can also request tawiz sent out to you by post using this service. And you can also send a message and request any spiritual cure, any ruhani ilaj as well. So for this brother or sister who sent in the message in regards to the kidney problem, if you send in a message to this number that I've just mentioned, mention which city you are and where's your nearest stall, then inshallah they will point you to the right direction. And the actual taweez which Adil Bhai was mentioning is for wearing and drinking, inshallah. And alhamdulillah, many people have been cured in regards to this. In fact, I think there was a case which I remember where somebody was, you know, is it dialysis or something they call it, where they have problem, which is quite a major kidney problem. You know, it's reversed and they you know, they come off the dialysis as well.
Subhanallah. Mashallah. Time is very less quickly.
We're into the last quarter. So if you
regarding prisoner. So if somebody obviously been in the jail or somewhere, they can do this amal. Hopefully with that, inshallah, they will get relief. Ya Haqqu, if a prisoner invoke this 108 times at midnight whilst bareheaded, he will be freed from imprisonment. Inshallah. Just a simple wazifa, Durood-e Pak before and after. Ya Haqqu, 108 times.
Subhanallah. Ya Haqqu, Ya Haqqu, Ya Haqqu. Midnight it mentions, and it mentions 108 times. So you need to get the figures right. So you probably need a counter, won't they? Will they be able to have one in there? I don't know.
Somebody can give
but
them.
But you can count.
Then they can
count
the fingers.
Yeah, inshallah. So 108 times, Durood Sharif before and after, inshallah. If Allah wills, then you will be set free.
Inshallah.
Adil Bhai, we'll go back to some of that because we've gone beyond the quarter past. I'll just try to mention some of the replies that we've received. Okay, the first istikhara that we received, code name. So I will mention, before I mention the answers of the istikhara, I will also mention the code name. So then those who are listening, once you hear your code name, then you know this is the reply for my istikhara. So the code name that we received for the first istikhara was Green Dome. Gumbad-e Hazra. So the reply for your istikhara has come back as azmaish, as a test. May Allah grant you ease and bring this test to an end soon, inshallah. Adil Bhai, if you can mention the spiritual cure for any of the replies that come back as maish, inshallah. Just a little bit of clarification here that, you know, some people ask, you know, as maish. Obviously, as maish is a test, and the test is from Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, some people say, how long am I going to be tested for? How long is it going to last? You know, will it end soon, etc.? A few Madani pearls, you can say, that can be mentioned here. One is that spiritual cure, inshallah, which Adil Bhai will give to read this. Another thing, give sadaqah in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. This brings tests and calamities and hardships to an end. Have a firm belief in Allah Azza wa Jal. And whatever you're being tested, because remember, the reply comes back as a test, but you know what you're facing. What? Some people are, you know, different people are tested in different ways.
Exactly.
See, you might have somebody who's suffering from an illness, and he's being tested. You know, it's the hara reply, it's come back as test, but he's being tested through the means of illness. Somebody may be jobless and he's looking for a job, and he's, you know, he's wandering everywhere, he's applying, you know, here and there, and he's not finding a job. He's being tested through this means. Somebody's got problems at home, you know, whether it's arguments, whether it's other, you know, disputes, etc. He's being tested. So people get tested in different ways. Have firm belief in Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal will bring it to an end. Supplicate, give sadaqah, make dua, you know, weapon of the believer. Make dua, supplication, inshallah Azza wa Jal. You know, we hope that it's, you know, your tests do come to an end. Inshallah, Adil Bhai will share a wazifa with us as well, inshallah. Okay, second istikhara, code name that I've got here, Milad Mubarak, mashallah. Milad Mubarak is the code name. The istikhara reply that has come back is a sign of illness. Okay, may Allah bring this illness to an end soon, inshallah. Adil Bhai will give us a wazifa, inshallah. And we'll mention it, inshallah, on air. Next istikhara code name that I've got is code name Lights. Code name Lights. This istikhara reply is for yourself. The istikhara reply has come back as azmaish, has come back as a test. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bring this test to an end soon. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant you steadfastness and keep supplicating. And inshallah, Allah Azza wa Jalla bring this test to an end soon. Sallallahu alaihi Muhammad. Next, istikhara code name I've got here is, just we'll check here, I'm just confirming. Okay, the code name I've got is FB. So this istikhara reply is for yourself, code name FB. The istikhara reply is azmaish through the means of illness, so illness, inshallah. Adilbai has already shared one spiritual cure with you in regards to the kidney illness, and we will be sharing another spiritual cure inshallah. In general for all types of illnesses. Do take a note of that as well. So do act upon the kidney spiritual cure that we've given you, and do take note of this illness spiritual cure that we will mention as well, inshallah. Just before I go on to another, I've just received another message, Adilbai. I'll just mention this so then we're not falling behind. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I want to do istikhara for my son. His name is, and his mother's name is, he's 13 years old and he's always naughty at school. Naughty boy, and always gets into trouble. Can you use code name? Okay, Madani Munna. Okay, we'll use code name Madani. She's put something else there, but I think that's not appropriate. Code name Madani Munna is fine. We'll use the code name Madani Munna. They're actually asking if we can use. We will use whatever code name that you give. Basically, it's just to point out that this is your reply, basically. That's fine. I'll just send that on so it can get done, because we are coming on to the end of the program as well. So if I get this done, so the brothers will already start doing. Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers, my name is, and my mom's name is, I'm from, I won't mention, you've mentioned the city name, but I won't mention it. I don't, you know, we try to avoid names and cities. I'm having issues with an alliance. Can you please do istikhara for me, please? Jazakallahu khair. Ameen. Code word, Murshid Attar. MashaAllah. I'll just send this on so then your istikhara can be performed as well. Gee, and I'll come back to the...
Sure, you need to mention something on the end as well.
Gee. I'm just trying to... Okay, so we've done that one. Yep, let's try to keep it tagged on. Okay, so code name, Red. So this istikhara reply is for yourself. Code name, Red. The reply in the istikhara has come back as an indication of evil eye. Evil eye. So Adilbai, if you can take a note, if you can have a spiritual cure for evil eye as well. Nazir-e-bad, basically. Mm-hmm. Evil eye, Nazir-e-bad. So if you can have a vazifa for that, we'll wait until them to, I'll let you, have you taken them out?
I'll give the vazifa if you want it, inshallah. I wrote it.
Okay.
Regarding azmaish, temporary difficulties, very easy vazifa. Ya Qaharu, Ya Qaharu, Ya Qaharu, 100 times every day. Recite this, hopefully with that, inshallah, Zawajal. Any type of difficulties will be cleared, inshallah, Zawajal. Regarding illness, any type of illness, if you can't get a cure or you seem to think that you know going cure, Allah Zawajal's very beautiful ism sharif, it's very easy as well. Ya Salamu, just keep reading it constantly whilst walking, sitting or working, you can recite as well. With that, inshallah, Azawajal, your illness will be get cured, inshallah, Azawajal. Ji, Azab. Regarding evil eye. Evil eye, that's mostly kids are getting evil eye affected. It's very easy. Surah Qawthar three times, meaning once you read a Bismillah Sharif and then Surah Qawthar before and after Durood e Pak, and then blow on the right cheek, then second time, same way, on the left cheek, and then third time, blow on the forehead. In this way, inshallah, Zabajal, evil eye will be get cured.
Subhanallah. Okay, code name Madani Munna. The istikhara request that we received, code name Madani Munna, the istikhara reply has come back as azmaish. Azmaish, so the vazifa, you've given the vazifa, the azmaish.
Ya Qaharu
100 times. Yeah, so Ya Qaharu, so this vazifa is for yourself as well. The istikhara reply was azmaish. Jazakallahu khaira. Do join us
same time, same place, next week, only on Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.